I think that just to keep everyone hydrated during this, take a drink of water every time I talk about AP psychology.
Where'd you find your hat?
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pass the Salt podcast. We have another episode of the seminar series, the Impact Seminar series here. It is my absolute joy to introduce to you, if you do not know her already, Miss Rachel.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm Rachel Sechrist. I was a first year summer intern with Salt and Light this summer and gonna be a senior in high school.
Oh my gosh, well thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your seminar at Impact. For those of you who were able to make it to Impact and made it to Rachel's seminar, welcome back. And for those of you who did not make it to her seminar, welcome. Very excited to dive into some of the things that the Lord was laying on your heart to share. And yeah.
I entitled it Being a Christian at a Public High School 101. Not saying that I have all the knowledge, but I think that it's a pretty good crash course. And in my seminar, I went through all the things I'm going to be talking about today, and then I also had a section at the end where I had a panel of other Salt and Light people mm-hmm. who had some wisdom on sharing your faith in public school. Don't have that today, but I do have my friend Hope.
Hi!
So,
I also attended public school.
Yeah. So I think that, you weren't at that seminar. So I think that just having us this time here now, for you to be able to add things, I think that this is gonna be really sweet. And I also do have that knowledge of what people have said, from that panel, so I'll try and sneak some of those little Easter eggs in there. It's hard to be a Christian anywhere nowadays, but it's especially very hard in public school where you're going through a lot of conflicting ideas and popularity contests and worldly idols in every direction. Yeah. People are prioritizing the wrong things. In AP psychology.
Hey Rachel, do you have any noon in that?
I don't actually.
I have noon.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Hashtag not sponsored.
We're not sponsored by noon electrolytes. We should be though.
We should be. Huh?
Yeah, okay. So in you don't have to drink this time, but in AP Psych, I learned that in each section of your life, there's a different sort of conflict you have to overcome. And, you either overcome it or you don't, and then you don't really, progress on. That's where your maturity stops. So in, the adolescence years, it's identity is, the conflict. So this is, throughout teen years, everyone is deciding, where they fit in and, who they want to be, what friend groups do they want to be in, do they want to be, popular people or, sporty people, neat theater kid. Yeah, because you know which one I am. But I think it's really important. I think a lot of people will be have fun now and follow Jesus later, but especially in these core defining moments in our lives where we're deciding our identity, it's very important that we find our identity in Jesus. This is kind of going into my testimony part, but definitely as turning over from eighth grade into high school, I got into some bad friend groups that were just gossip fests and just wanted to talk about having sex or drinking alcohol or smoking, where I didn't always participate in them. I did sometimes and just felt really empty and I don't know. And it was just hard to be I just wasn't surrounded by the best people, and those kind of influences in high school, make a big difference. Mm-hmm. Another hard thing that I struggled with was, I had faith, but I also was still friends with a lot of non-believers, And I like loved my non-believer yeah. friends, but it was just, it made like talking about my beliefs even more difficult because I didn't want to be like made fun of for my faith. So yeah, I always felt kind of shy to share my faith in school, and I was like lukewarm about being a Christian because I didn't want people to be like, oh, why this Jesus guy? Yeah, but I think, especially in high school, a lot of us are afraid that we might, like, force our religion down people's throats. But by neglecting to speak about it, we're not being the salt and light of the world. So I just think, I would just like to read our theme verse, which is Matthew 5:13-16. This is a hope's test of how quickly she can find the theme verse.
Did I pass?
You passed.
Okay,
pass.
Cool.
All right, well, I have the CSB Bible, so that's just my translation. It says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt should lose its taste, how can it be made salty? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." So this verse just being like, faith isn't something that should be just like personal, like we should be sharing it to like everybody in our lives, and that includes the people that we go to school with, even though it may be hard to kind of start that conversation. I said, one thing my mom always says to me, that could be another time where we drink water, where I talk about something my mom told me, and Instagram reels. Those are going to be the three things.
Those are the three things. Right.
My mom, would always say to me that, she kind of honed in on the fact that, like, non-believers don't read the Bible, they read Christians. So, like, our actions should reflect God's character, and then when people see that there's something different about us, then they ask about it, and they're like, why do you act this way? Why are you taking time out of your day to help someone else when it's inconveniencing you? And then that kind of opens the bridge to talk about why you follow Jesus. But something that I had to learn as I was learning to prioritize my faith a lot more was that we shouldn't try and bring people to Jesus by being like holier than thou and acting like we have everything together and like we're so knowledgeable. Because I definitely had done that, because I was just so like passionate about my faith that I wanted everyone to feel the same way, but wasn't really meeting people where they're at. And that's something that a beautiful image I keep coming back to is like Jesus meeting people where they're at in the midst of their sin and just sitting with them. Another thing that I have kind of mentioned this summer, that Hope probably knows, but I have talked about like the difference between conviction and condemnation. And convict I liken to
inspire.
Like, that's like a test. And condemn,
shame.
I put her on the spot for that.
That one I just remember like convict, inspire.
Yeah. So like when we're rooted in the in like God's word and we're just in the spirit, when we have those conversations with people, when we get to know them, then like we don't have to be the ones who are like, you're doing something wrong, and then they feel shameful. Just like spending time with people and being a reflection of Jesus onto them, like people, the spirit is working. That gets to inspire. Rather than just like being like, oh, I have everything together and you need to work on that. I think that that's an attitude that I've got a lot in school, just being like, these people don't know Jesus and I do, so I'm low-key better than them. That's definitely like not the mindset to have. Just trying to view everyone as God's children is it's a great way to go about the school day, because I'm like, oh, this person's really ticking me off. God made them, so.
Yeah, we have this weird assumption that when we're followers of Jesus, our life is just easy. And I think us as Christians also can fall into that, where we say, Jesus, I'm following you. Like, why is my life, you know, so hard right now? And I think that that's a whole other thing we could get into and talk about a lot. But I think that is really important to remember that we, just because we know Jesus does not mean that we're never going to struggle. It actually does mean, in this world you will have trouble, but fear not, I've overcome the world. You know, like Jesus has already conquered it. Yeah. But we also have to be mindful of how we are interacting with people who don't know Jesus. Because like you said, Steph has...
Steph's my mother.
Steph's her mother.
Shout out Steph Sechrist. I love you.
But when they're like, we are known by our words. We are known by our actions. And that's how we're known by our love, is what Jesus says, that they will know that you are mine by the way you love other people. So I think judging others is a very difficult thing sometimes when you're especially surrounded by people who are doing that, judging people, whether that's in a Christian circle or not. Mm-hmm. So
that was good. You actually reminded me of something that I hadn't had written down here, but there was something that happened to me this year, is that there was a friend that I had who wasn't a believer in my AP psych class.
You guys are getting really hydrated.
All I talk about. Yeah, she was just in that class. But she had said to me something with like, oh yeah, like, because Rachel, like, you're just perfect. And that was something that I had to reflect upon a lot, because I liked that she said that. Mm. I was like, I liked that I portrayed this like perfect person, because that's like who I wanted to be. But I think it's really important to not like be dishonest about like things that we have struggled with.
Right,
like, we don't have to share our whole testimony to everybody passing on the street.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like your testimony does hold power, and admitting that you struggle with things too, like makes you so much more approachable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like someone's not just like, oh yeah, that's that perfect Christian over there. It's like, no, that's that broken person who found Jesus.
Right.
And like maybe I can find Jesus too. Yeah, and like they feel so healed, but they said that they've struggled with this. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think that was good.
Yeah.
That was
that we have in Jesus.
Faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen.
That's what I was looking for.
Okay. Yeah, so Hebrews, say it one more time.
Hebrews 11:1.
Sense of hope that we have in the Lord. I think when we operate out of a place of hope, sometimes people will often see it as like... being naive, I think sometimes. Like I've had people who are in my circle who maybe aren't Christians or are Christians and are just going through a lot of like really tough things, which been there. Have had some really low lows and whatnot. But I think like when you operate out of a spirit of hope, it definitely is like it just feels different.
It's like it doesn't mean that you have to like ignore and like don't acknowledge the things that go wrong, but it's just like knowing everything. Steph Sechrist, her life verse is Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose.
And our purpose is
being the song.
Our purpose is to proclaim the good news of Jesus, and that there's a God that loves you. That fit way too well. That was so...
This is the gospel. At the beginning of 2024, I felt very alone because I was starting to pursue my faith. But I had a couple of friends that were believers, but I didn't really, like, talk about my faith with them. And then my, like, worldly friends stopped talking to me, like, at all. Right. And I was just, like, feeling really alone. And like in the midst of that, I was like praying for Christian friends, and I was like, Lord, like, where are they? And like, as I began to pray for that, I felt even more isolated. Like, and I was just like, okay, God, like, that's the opposite of what I asked for. So like, maybe I want a new one. I ordered a chocolate croissant to go.
Your bakery, spirits bringing it back.
I mean, it's real though, because it's like I wanted everything on my timing, but this is something that whenever I wrote this, I felt that someone needed to hear it. So I was like, maybe it was someone at Impact, or maybe it's someone watching the podcast. but it's God doesn't separate you from people to make you feel alone, but to help you realize how much you need to rely on Him. Mm. And I was like, that's a really hard pill to swallow, to be like, God wants me to not have distractions, which, like, my friends can sometimes be distractions, even if I love them. So that was something where, even in the midst of, like, my, like, feeling so alone, that was where I felt, like, God the most, like, tangibly in my life, like, being so assured of, like, His existence and His presence in my life. And I'm not saying that that's going to be the same thing for you. I'm not saying that you will have to be completely isolated from all your friends before you can, like, know Jesus. But yeah, that's just how it happened for me, and I wanted to encourage anyone who feels like they're going through that same thing. Yeah, you're not alone. The Lord is with you, and He is working everything out to make your life to glorify Him in the best way possible. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Romans also talks about commit yourselves as a living sacrifice, you know? And I think that, especially in the sense of being the salt and light, at your school or just, like, anywhere that you are in general, whether that's, like, extracurriculars, even if it's not, like, on school time, but it's, you know, with peers that are around you, you know? Like, you get to be an active participant in what God is doing, you know? And I think that's so beautiful. And... yeah, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah, that reminded me of something I heard on a podcast once. I don't remember what it was, but it was just like, God placed you, like, in your school and in your job and in your church, like, for a reason. He's placed you in your family for a reason, so that you can be a light to the people around you. So I'm like, don't take those things for granted. I can be like, oh, I go to Redland High School. You know, it's great. We have a Bible club. It's great. You should come if you go to Redland. Fridays at 7.
There you go.
Either. But, like, I was placed in this school for a reason, and, like, I have the opportunity to, like, minister to the people around me just by, like, smiling or holding the door or, you know, just being the hands and feet of Jesus every day. Absolutely.
So sweet.
Next I just had, some of my tips, for, like, going into, public high school this year. Good luck, soldiers. First one I had was call on the Holy Spirit for strength. Something I've, like, realized recently and been working through is, like, that prayer holds power. And that we have the power to command the Holy Spirit to give us strength, joy, and peace, whatever we need in that moment. In the spring of last school year, I would just start my day, like, walking up from the lower lot, because it's like freezing, first of all. It's like the coldest place on the earth because there's no trees, like, blocking the wind, so you're just, like, walking up
just shivering.
I'm, like, walking up freezing, and I'm just praying, and I'm like, Lord, like, fill me with a spirit of joy and peace and empathy, patience to get me through my day. And, like, it works. Talk to
prayer
God
works
throughout your day. And then I have also, like, a verse to go along with all of these. So this one is Matthew 21:22. Let's hope everyone watching at home is as quick of a flipper as Hope is, because I'm waiting for her and then I'm reading it. So. And if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. It's simple, but real. So the second point that I had was to find a Billa buddy.
Yay!
At Salt and Light, we have accountability partners, or the cooler way to say Billa buddies. that we check in with for, like, anything you're struggling with, your faith, you name it. If you struggle to read your Bible or pray, or you're, like, stuck in a pattern of sin, find, like, another person to keep you accountable who's, like, also dedicated to it. Could be from someone, like, from your school or your church, your youth group. But I also had a verse that I wanted to read for this one. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10.
Oh,
we love Ecclesiastes. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their efforts. For if either falls, his companion can lift him up. But that, and yeah, I didn't finish the verse, but that was what I wanted to focus on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think that, like, if you're gonna try and do, like, anything, that's why a lot of people have, like, gym partners and stuff. It's, like, to keep them accountable for going to the gym. Like, faith is the same way. You gotta keep up with it. And, like, sometimes like we're battling against our flesh. Yeah. Like our flesh wants to literally bed rot and like scroll on Instagram Reels. Oh gosh, I forgot the words. Having someone else that's like, all right, get off your butt and read your Bible. And like, yeah. I've had people now, there's one of my friends who just a couple weeks ago, he was like, did you read your Bible today? And I hadn't even like told him to like keep up with me in that, yeah. But that was just like so encouraging. I was yeah. like, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
I did. So like yeah. having someone that you know is gonna be like, but in a loving okay. way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in an yeah. encouraging way.
Yes.
In yeah. a non-condemnation
inspire
not shame.
Yeah, and that's yeah. something where we have like a Bible study with some of us from mm-hmm. Salt and Light, yeah. and we are just like so, it's so graceful, it's so like, yeah, we want to motivate each other mm-hmm. to like yeah. keep showing up, keep yeah, reading your absolutely. Bible, because we're trying to read through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But it's also, it's not like you're behind on right, your yeah. reading.
That was even something that we talked about at our last meeting, mm-hmm. that sweet Ella was like, hey, like, some of us were, like, very, like, I know I was frustrated with myself a little bit, where I was like, oh, I'm so really behind. And she was like, I think we really need to address this, like, terminology of, like, I'm behind, uh-huh. because, like, there is, and this was, again, like, we had been talking about how, like, the Lord is going to meet you where you are, mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily mean that, like, you know, like, yes, reading your Bible, very important. Important to get into the Word, important to know what God is saying, because it's hard to differentiate between Him and the world when you don't yeah. know what He says, and combating lies mm-hmm. with Scripture and with truth. But, like, truly, like, any time spent with Jesus
yeah.
is just, it is, it's worth it, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that, like, that was a really important turning point, I think, of being like, oh, I'm so behind, I need to check yeah. off all these, like, things I need to do. Wait a minute, why am I doing this in the yeah. first place? Yeah. You know, and I know you had mentioned, too, uh-huh. like,
you it's know. Like, we don't want to treat right, it yeah. like a school assignment. Right, it's not yeah. like I'm reading through Matthew mm-hmm. today just to say that I did.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Check mark.
Checking, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, we're not doing it for a check mark. Mm-hmm. Anytime, like, you're literally, you're getting to read this word that, like, the Lord has given us. Like, the creator of the world was like, yeah. you guys get to follow me, like, mm-hmm. through my word and through what I say to you. So, like, this is, anytime you, like, just one verse, like, yeah. that's something to be... yeah, happy about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joyful about. Then the third point that I had was to make intentional time for Him. Mm. Schedules are great. I don't know if you guys are schedule people or, like, just, like, go with the flow. I feel like I can be either, mm-hmm. but definitely, like, during the school year, I found it helpful to wake up early before, like, I would get ready and then I would, like, read my Bible just until I had to go leave for school. I woke up half an hour earlier than I usually did, which, even 5 minutes is great.
Sure.
Different times of the day work out, best for, mm-hmm. or better for different people in, like, making time for Jesus, but I wanted to encourage any of you who are unsure, try in the morning, because mm-hmm. it is great to start out your day in the Word, mm-hmm. like, and I just felt like, I think, also, coming back to, like, the power of prayer, just pray for, yeah. like, fascination of the Word, mm. for motivation to read yeah. it and to, like, learn more about Jesus.
Yeah. A hunger and a thirst. If you will. I've heard that said, yeah. and I'm like, yeah, that's like, good. Lord, yeah. let me hunger should, like, for what you have yeah. for me.
I should want to read this yeah. more than watching Instagram Reels. Yeah, wanted to encourage you guys. Read your Bibles, okay?
Yeah,
this is Bibles. Good stuff. The Lord gave you this.
Okay? Yeah.
I love you. Go read your Bible.
No, so sweet.
I kind of already talked about this, but this is, like, a good way of wording it. I said I would read my Bible in the morning, so I would already be filled with His love, and my cup could overflow onto others. So, yeah, that's good. Definitely do that. Okay. I also said to, like, make intentional time, just, like, listening to worship music while you're, like, doing your homework, praying in the hallways, mm. or, like, reading on your Bible app during a study hall, just finding ways, like, little ways in the midst of your crazy day to, like, center back in on Jesus, and, like, what your calling is and what your purpose is. That was, like, really helpful for me, and one little trick I have for you guys, one little tip and trick, it's feeling unmotivated, One, two, three, force yourself. If you count down from, counting down from three works so well, guys. Mm. Like, even if it's just, like, I don't know, I would always start out doing this to, like, get into the pool when it was cold. Like, one, two, three, I'm gonna dip myself down. When you count down from three, there's no room for procrastination. Like, you just have to do it. So if I'm, like, I'm laying in bed and I just want to scroll on Instagram Reels, I just want to keep scrolling, like, one, two, three, read my Bible. This is the verse that you had talked about earlier, Romans 12, 1 through 2. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship.
Yeah.
Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Mm. And that's, that's heavy, right? That is heavy.
Yeah.
Just like knowing that we are called to be different. We're in the world, but not of the world. Mm. And like, yeah, to not be conformed by this age, but to make intentional time to like spend with Jesus and learn more about him and become more like him.
Yeah.
That's another AP psychology. I'm so sorry, guys. But yeah, of just like we become who we are around. So that's something that I've talked about in our Bible study, but just like spending time with Jesus, it's just like spending time with your friends. Like when you spend time with your friends, you start to talk like them. You start to like the same things as them. So when
your
you're
mannerisms,
spending time with, yeah, you start
let's fortify this.
Fortify that. Okay.
Spirit bring back.
Yeah, we like talk the same now.
Yeah.
When salt and light does to you. Yeah, but just like applying that same like logic to spending time with Jesus, like you're spending time with him, you're gonna become more like him and like know him deeper, and that is just like a beautiful thing. Yeah, so I just had one more point that was just keep Jesus at the center. A lot of times we can get sucked up into doing good because it makes us feel good when people like us, but not necessarily because Jesus tells us to do good. And something that my friend who was just graduated and was like the leader of my Bible club, she said in her like testimony that something that she had struggled with a lot was people pleasing. And I was like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
I do that too, but like, what's so wrong with like wanting people to like me? And she was like, well, people pleasing is pride. And I was like, you're so right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm like, if I'm doing things because I want, like, because I want other people to like me so that I can feel better about myself. Like, that is pride. We should want to serve others and be the hands and feet because that's what Jesus did, and because we want to be like Jesus, not because we want people to like us.
Yeah.
So that's another hard pill to swallow, but, I'm like, this is, and then I wrote, cliche, but what would Jesus do, and why would he do it? And everything he does is out of love. We shouldn't do things with intentions of, like, oh, if I do this for them, then they'll like me a little bit more, or that kind of thing of just like, oh, then I can climb up the social ladder a little bit and be more popular, and then people will like, and then guys will like me, and then whatever, and then you just spiral into serving the like, I don't know, serving yourself, serving your own pride, or like just falling
into
like idols and but just like centering back in on our purpose to serve the Lord and bring other people to him. I said when we keep people at the center, everything else we do has so much more meaning. That's when I think about like there's a difference between like us as followers of Jesus and people who are just like nice people. Like there's like they can do a lot of nice things, but like and just doing it out of like the purpose of like seeing Jesus's love and like bringing that to other people is just like a million times more meaningful than just doing a nice thing because whatever.
Yeah, we love because he first loved us.
Oh, that's the name of my worship playlist.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, and when you were talking about like Jesus being the center, you know, there is actually a song called Jesus at the Center. And it's like Jesus be the center of it all. And then it goes on to Jesus be the center of my life. And then Jesus be the center of your church.
Yeah.
And I think that's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like again, like having Jesus be the center of our identity.
Yeah.
Who we are, how we live, how we love other people, how we interact. I mean, talk about, like, talk about changing the world. Talk about building his kingdom. The best way to build is by following the architect. You know what I mean? Like, following the blueprints that the architect lays out. And, you know, you don't, like, if someone gives you a blueprint, you know, you don't just, like, I mean, I guess if you were a carpenter and you did this, maybe you'd get fired. But, like, you know, you just decide, oh, I'm just going to change all of these things. Yeah, you know what I mean? Or if, like, a
It's like, you have to trust that the plans that were laid out were well thought out and that they're the best that they could have been.
Yeah. And that kind of, I think, full circle into, like, how we end up where we are.
Yeah.
You know, like you said at the very beginning, you know, like, you are where you are because God put you there to minister to people in, like, for his glory. Not for your own, like you were saying. Like, it's not so that you
can be more popular and that you can be famous. Or
even that you gain, like, adoration from your Father in heaven. Because, like, you...
It's not about you.
It's not about you. And there's nothing that you can do or not do that will separate you from the love of God.
Yeah.
You know, like, whether you are really struggling with an addiction or with people pleasing, which I would honestly argue is also an addiction because it's almost like a drug.
It definitely.
You know, like it gives
from
you that.
What I've experienced with it, yes.
It gives you that rush of,
people like me. People are talking about me and like they want to be like me or they want to be me. They think I'm perfect. Like that. All of that is like just like serving ourselves and giving us a kind of high. So
right. And we our goals as followers of Jesus is to point it back to him.
Yeah.
You know? And
pick up our cross daily.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Rachel. Yeah.
This one is James 3:17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without pretense. Get a good call. Kevin Fickle. All right, we're back. Yeah, okay, so James.
Yeah, James, yeah.
Yeah, I just love this verse of, like, I don't know, I think it's just a good reflection of, like, where we should be getting our knowledge from.
Yeah.
Read your Bibles. So just, like, knowing that God will, like, equip you with the knowledge that you need to go forward if you just, like, fix your eyes on him and don't get your knowledge from what the world says that you are or what you should be. So, yeah. Yeah, I said then just kind of like wrapping up the portion, the like lesson portion before I had the panel at Impact. I said other than that, I think finding communities like Bible Club if your school has that, or like youth group where you can like make intentional time to gather with other believers and talk about your faith is awesome and so encouraging. That goes kind of along both like making intentional time for him and like having accountability buddies. Of just like surrounding yourself with people for, you know, intentional time to spend with Jesus. So
It's so sweet.
Do you have anything from your time at public school?
For those of you who don't know, I graduated from Mechanicsburg. So I was at Mechanicsburg, that's where I went to school, and I was public school my whole life. Until now I attend Messiah University, which is a private school. So, it was definitely very weird. It was a weird transition, to go from public school to private school, and a private Christian school at that. One thing that taught me, like going to Messiah, that taught me about my time at public school was, in a way, how many opportunities I missed out on. And that is a time that is something that I wish I could go back and tell like high school, middle school Hope, like, hey, you're going to look back on this time and you're going to recognize you were in a lot of circles that, there were people that were not Christians. And, not that I necessarily think I like wasn't treating people with kindness or love or anything like that. But I think there was definitely, I could have been more intentional with talking about my faith than I was. And I think, like, I definitely had that fear of like, people are going to think that I'm trying to force my religion on them. And I think like, I'm trying to also not see my faith as like religion necessarily.
I've been
like
doing that too.
Yeah. And it's like, Jesus just wants to spend time with you. You know, like, you know, we have a friend, what a friend we have in Jesus, you know? And I think that I do wish that I had maybe taken that a little more seriously of that call of, you know, like talking about my friend Jesus, you know? And some of that also was just some of the things that, I mean, I wasn't reading my Bible very often, and I think, like I was saying, I was a Christian and was very much struggling with some of the practical, like, how do I walk this out type of thing. Like, I would go to youth group and I would, you know, go to church and everything. But, yeah, so I think it's very important to know where you are in your faith when you're also in those spaces, because then you are very susceptible when you're not filling yourself up with what Jesus is saying and what God has to say, that you're very susceptible to falling into the patterns in the way of this world, you know? And
we're kind of like a sponge.
Yeah.
If we're not soaking up the Lord's word, then we're going to soak up the world. But if we're full of the Lord's word, we're not going to be able to suck up anything else the world has. Is that a weird analogy? I don't know.
No, I envision. Yeah, no, that's so fair. I think, like, that's a
I really like your, like, Olive Garden metaphor. Is that you?
Olive Garden? Oh, yeah! Yeah! Well, I can't take credit for it. I heard someone on Instagram Reels!
I see you this time!
Talking about this idea that if we are filling ourselves up, like, I think it's Texas Roadhouse is where it was, but I guess anywhere that has good bread, really good bread, it's like, if, I love Texas Roadhouse rolls, so I'll use Texas Roadhouse, but if you're filling yourself up with Texas Roadhouse rolls, like, I am very, very, very bad at, like, going to Texas Roadhouse and sitting down and, like, actually waiting for my meal, because I just, like, see the rolls and the cinnamon butter, and I'm just like, oh, this is so good, and so, like, fill up on bread, and then by the time, like, the food comes, right, you're like, oh, I had so many rolls, like, the rolls were amazing, and they, like, filled me, you know, bread is very filling, and then you're, like, looking at the thing that you ordered, and the thing you were thinking was, like, oh, this is so good, like, this looks so good, and then it gets to you, and you're like, I ate so much bread, I'm so full already. Mm-hmm. And it's like this idea of, I mean, I still eat my steak, are you kidding me? That steak is so good. Just eat it all. But seeing it in the sense of faith, where if you're filling yourself up daily, right, with the give us this day our daily bread, you know, the Lord's Prayer. Real. If you're filling yourself up daily with what the Lord has for you, then the things that once looked like they were really good and really appealing, really appetizing, when the world tries to give that to you, you're like, sorry, I'm full. Mm-hmm. I'm full because the Lord has filled me.
Yeah.
And the Lord has filled me so much that what he is giving, the rest is just overflowing.
Yeah.
And so I think that, like, yeah, I loved that. And I like I said, I can't take credit for it. I don't know where I saw it, but it wasn't me. But I love that, and I think that it very much is, I think it's a very practical way of looking at it. I think, again, you saying setting aside time in the morning, that's something I'm trying to practice as, like, getting into the school year with routine.
Uh-huh.
I just wake up a little early, you know? And I'm like, I feel more at peace.
Yeah, and I'm like, I find, I'm like, maybe it won't always be this way, but I find, like, waking up early and reading my Bible doesn't leave me, like, exhausted.
Yeah.
It leaves me, like, filled and, like, ready to go.
Right?
Like, it's not like I'm waking up and doing my assignment for school. It's
right.
Like, I'm reading the living word of God. Like, I'm like, feeling inspired for my day and encouraged. So,
Very good.
If you didn't have anything else, I just have, like, one verse I wanted to read.
Sweet, yeah, love it.
That just came into my brain, so I feel like I should read it.
I saw you flipping, and I was like, ooh, she's cooking!
Yeah.
Spirit's cooking,
This is my sister's life verse, and it's 1 Timothy 4:12. Let anyone despise your youth, but set an example for the believers in speech and conduct, in love and faith and in purity. That's just my sister's favorite. It's just, like, I think a lot of times, like, we look down on, like, young people, well, other people in the, in, like, churches or congregations could, like, look down and just think that we don't have, like, knowledge or maturity, or like, even there's so much talk about like, oh, the new generation doesn't know Jesus or whatever, but just knowing that even though you're young, even though you're like in school and you don't know that, yeah, you don't think you have that much influence, like, we are called, like, of all ages to like spread the good news around the world. So that's just an encouragement to me. You may not always go to a Christian school, but you can be the Christian in your school. That's what I say, but replace school with theater. That's what I said. Like,
Oh, yeah. There you go. Sweet. Well, cool. Thank you so much, Rachel. I love you so
much. Thank you for having me.
Of course. It's a pleasure. It was an honor. Hopefully you'll be back.
Let's do it. Good work.
Good work!
I happened to notice that those two went to like a Dairy Queen and visited me, and I got you a Dairy Queen gift card, and you still haven't visited me.